Thank you. It could be on the ballot in November. A sales tax increase in Humboldt County. Supervisors have moved forward to propose a 0.5% sales tax for Humboldt County to pay for public safety services. The board could finally approve the ballot measure later this month. Two supervisors, Mark Lovelace and Estelle Fennell, pushed for a higher sales tax increase, 0.75%. Public safety agencies say they have already cut their budgets deeply and they need the money to function properly. If passed, the sales tax increase would apply to both incorporated and unincorporated areas. A 14-year-old girl reported missing by her family has been found safe. Eureka police had been looking for the girl throughout the weekend. According to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, 14-year-old Morgan Martin was with her grandmother on the evening of July 4th. She had said she'd be walking around the neighborhood that night and didn't return. The grandmother looked through the neighborhood and called her friends until midnight before notifying authorities. The girl is now safe and sound, found by police. A Clear Lake man is headed to prison for 18 years for the crossbow killing of another man on the Samoa Dunes last September. Phoenix Triton King was sentenced to prison after a plea deal for voluntary manslaughter. King also tried to kill another man in the confrontation in the dunes last year. King was accused of fatally shooting James John James and wounding Matthew Blaine Lewis in the dunes. King claimed he shot in self-defense. You have a chance to help out the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. It's called Sheriff's Citizens on Patrol. And the volunteers have become known as the eyes and ears of the Sheriff's Office. Formed in 1996, they provide crowd control, house checks, and disaster assistance. In fact, some of the sheriff's deputies began their law enforcement work as SCOPE volunteers. You have to be 21, have to have a valid driver's license, and pass a background check. Any interest, call the Sheriff's Office. Meanwhile, you'll find it easier than ever to find your way around Humboldt County on the web thanks to its new website. You can even browse its library from the convenience of your own home. The new website has interactive county maps and a breakdown of county departments so you can keep in touch with each one. The new address is www.humboldtgov.org. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In the last 30 days, 30% of Eureka's 11th graders have been binge drinking, according to the Eureka Police Department. 17% of 9th graders in Eureka have done the same thing. That is why they've been targeting enforcement of alcohol use among teens, binge drinking. Police have reported 1,100 calls for alcohol-related service in 2013, so the city has been using a $250,000 grant from the state Alcohol and Beverage Control Agency to fight the problem. Corey Watson of the Eureka Police Office said the problem is bigger than parents and adults realize.
It has become a much bigger problem in Eureka, that underage selling. And then Eureka has also gotten a grant for the last 2 years from the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control that gives us a little bit of extra money to specifically address those problems.
Eureka police have been distributing this information through a Humboldt Allies for Substance Abuse Prevention. It's a partnership of local organizations, and they're pushing a social host ordinance, making people liable for allowing parties or gatherings on their property.
You see parents buying and older siblings buying, or older friends even, just older people that are attending the party. I mean, there's been a couple parties in Eureka where you go and there's, you know, 15, 18-year-olds, and then there's one guy who's 27.
It's a big cost to the taxpayers, according to police. Calls for service often involve three or more officers, up to